奉主的圣名，我们继续在这边学习创世纪。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll continue to study the book of Genesis.
请翻开讲义 B15.
Please turn to your notes, page B15.
我们今天谈田间默想。
And today we're going to be talking about meditating in the field.
我们看创世纪二十四章六十三节。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪二十四章六十三节。
Genesis 24 verse 63。
二十四章六十三节。
Chapter 24 verse 63。
天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想。起目一看，见来了些骆驼。
Verse 63, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted his eyes and looked, and there the camels were coming.
以撒在等他的老仆人回来。
And Isaac was waiting for the old servant to come back.
可能等了一段的时间还没有回来。
And he may have already been waiting for a period of time and he had not yet returned.
他在田野经历过神的神迹。
And he had once experienced the miracles of God.
所以他来到田野默想。
And so he came out to the fields to meditate.
默想有人解释成为祷告。
And some people, when they describe meditation, they think of it as prayer.
小弟也觉得他应该是在那边祷告。
And I think personally that he probably was also there praying.
那祷告当中他一定想了很多的事情。
And in his prayer, he must have gone through many thoughts.
我们今天经历神的地方大部分的时间都在教会里面。
And today, many of the times when we experience God, it is at church.
你们今天来到这里就是来到田间。
And so you coming here today is to come to the field.
很多人在这边经历神。
And many people will experience God here.
那你有没有默想过有关婚姻的问题呢？
And have you thought about your marriage?
有时候你可能会觉得太早。
Sometimes you may feel that it is too early.
但是我看你们准备 SAT 都很早就准备了。
But I see that when you start studying for the SATs, you start studying very early.
这个婚姻哦，比进大学更重要。
And marriage, it is more important than getting into college.
所以趁你们还在这个神的家里面哦，你们要默想一下，想一想婚姻是什么。
And so while you are here in the house of God, you must start thinking about what.You must start thinking about this marriage.
那以后才可以做一个正确的选择。
So that eventually you can make the right choice.
你们很多 alumni 很多学姐、学长、学妹，他们都在主里面成婚哦。
And you guys have many alumni that have stayed in the church to get married in the church.
最近东部有 David 跟 Doris 结婚。
And recently in the East Coast there have been brother David and sister Doris that got married.
他们都是 NYTS 毕业生哦。
And they were both graduates of the NYTS program.
Vivian and Rick.
And also brother Ricky and sister Vivian.
他们也都是 NYTS 的学生哦。
They also were NYTS students.
你那个最近的 Mark 跟 Karen.
And also brother Mark and sister Karen.
这个 Mark 也是 NYTS 的 captain 哦。
And Mark was also a captain during team captain during one of his NYTS.
我怎么认识我太太的
？And how did I come to know my wife?
我太太是我 NYTS 的同学。
My wife was one of my fellow classmates at NYTS.
那是台湾大专班短期神训班第一届的同学。
And this was one of the Taiwanese theological seminars.
后来我会去找她，是因为我觉得这个姐妹很会祷告。
And the reason I went back to go and find her was because I felt that this sister knew how to pray.
当然也是神的带领了。
And of course, it was also through the guidance of
God. 所以你们在这边眼睛要放亮一点哦。
So here, you must open your eyes.
看看哪个姐妹比较会祷告。
See which sister knows how to pray more.
当然祷告的时候不可以偷看哦。
Of course, you cannot have your eyes open during prayer.
所以我们在田间要想一想。
And so we must go into the field and meditate.
那我们要想到底以撒在想什么我们也不知道。那我们来帮以撒想一想。
And so we do not know exactly what Isaac was thinking about, but let us try and think about what he could
think. 如果我在祷告当中来思考婚姻的道理。
If in during prayer I think about the the thoughts behind marriage.
我想我会跟大家分享我思考到的默想当中的三点。
I think that I would share with you three main points.
第一点就是真的婚姻在生命里面非常的重要。
The first is that marriage is truly very important in your life.
第二点就是婚姻您的确需要神的帮助。
The second point is that you need God's help in your marriage.
所以你要把你的婚姻交托在神的手里。
And so therefore you need to entrust your marriage into God's hands.
所以我们就一点一点来分享。
So we'll talk about these points one by one.
人都希望过着幸福快乐的日子。
And so everyone wants to live a good and happy life.
但是婚姻真的是会影响一个人下半辈子的幸福。
But marriage will truly influence the happiness of the second half of your life.
你想想看，如果你活八十岁。
You think about it, if you live 80 years.
你三十岁结婚
，and you get married at the age of 30.
你的婚姻是我五十年呢。
Then you should be married for 50 years.
很长哦，五十年很长哎。
And 50 years, it is a very long period of time.
如果你找到一个，就是你觉得很不幸的，哎呀，这个怎么过下去呢
？And then if you are unlucky in this, then how can you go on?
所以婚姻真的会很重要，会影响到你下半辈子的幸福。
And so marriage is truly very important. It will influence the happiness, your happiness for the next half of your life.
24章
Let us look at Genesis chapter 24.
24章67节
Chapter 24, verse 67.
创世纪24章67节
Genesis chapter 24, verse 67.
以撒便领利百加进了他母亲撒拉的帐篷里，娶了她为妻，并且爱她。以撒自从他母亲不在了，这才得了安慰。
67. Then Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and he took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. So Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.
这个婚姻带给以撒极大的安慰。
And this marriage, it brought great comfort to Isaac.
所以以撒娶她并且爱她。
And so Isaac took her as wife, and he loved her.
我们昨天提到以撒这个时候已经没有妈妈了。
We talked about how yesterday talked about how Isaac at this point in time already had lost his mother.
他爸爸又娶了其他的女人做太太。
And his father had taken on another woman as wife.
他的心一定有一个洞。
And there must have been a hole in his heart.
所以婚姻带给他人生的幸福。
And so this marriage brought him happiness on this earth.
我们说男怕入错行，女怕嫁错郎。男生怕找不对的工作，女生怕嫁错了先生。
And so there's a saying that says that men are afraid to find the wrong job, but women are afraid of finding the wrong husband.
真的，如果你有一个好的婚姻你的家庭可以过着像在地如天。
And so truly, if you have a good marriage, then you can have a life that is like heaven on earth.
如果你有一个不好的婚姻你的家庭可能成为地狱。
But if you live, if your marriage is not good, then your life may be like a hell.
当亚伯拉罕跟撒拉在一起的时候
，And when Abraham was with Sarah,
他们是同甘共苦过着相当美满的生活。
And they worked very well to live a very blessed life.
你看，当这个夏甲加入这个家庭
，And then you see when Hagar entered into this family,
就非常的不平安。
Then there was great unrest in the family.
亚伯拉罕也很头痛啊。
And it caused many headaches for Abraham.
所以今天我们一定要知道，你这个事情你要去早早要去想一想它的重要性。
And so we must know that this is a very important thing that we must think about.
我们来看箴言的三十一章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言三十一章。
Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言三十一章。
Proverbs chapter 31.
第十节到十二节。
From verse 10 to verse 12.
三十一章十节到十二节。
Chapter 31, verse 10 to verse 12.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢？她的价值远胜过珍珠。十一节。
Verse 11.
她丈夫心里依靠她，并不缺少利益。十二节。
Verse 12.
她一生使丈夫有益无损。请读。
Verse 10. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. Verse 11. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. Verse 12. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life.
真的才德的妇人是神所赏赐的。
And so truly, this this virtuous wife is something that is given by God.
啊，真的，你找到一个好的太太啊，啊，真的会帮助你很多。
And finding a good wife, it is something that will give you much help.
啊，小弟以前讲过一个故事，因为我很感动啊，这个故事我很感动。
And I once told a story because this story touched me very deeply.
啊，有一个先生啊，在他太太丧礼的时候，他讲感言呐。
There was a husband who once spoke at his wife's funeral.
他说这个太太啊，比珍珠还宝贵啦。
And he said that this wife, she is more precious.Than pearls.
那以前年轻的时候啊，就是去做生意啊。
And he said that when he was young, he had opened a business.
那先生跟他讲，你这个生意你不知道，你不要去做，他没有听。
And his wife had told him that you don't understand anything about this business, don't go into it, but he didn't listen.
他很坚持啊。
And he insisted on it very
heavily. 有一次先生从外面打电话回家说，哎呀，生意做失败了。
And then one day he called home and said, and told her that.I'm sorry, but our business has failed.
啊，赔了将近百万块啊。
And we've almost lost almost $1 million.
很多钱呐。
And it was a lot of money.
啊，他太太跟他安慰啊。
And then his wife comforted him.
啊，你回家，你不要忧虑啊。
And said, "Return home, don't worry."
啊，我已经帮你算过了。
And I've already calculated everything.
啊，如果你常常去赌博，如果你抽烟喝酒，你这一辈子花的钱呢，可能跟这个也差不多了。
And then all the amount of money that you've spent on drinking and smoking and gambling, it probably adds up to the same amount.
所以他太太没有生他的气。
And so his wife did not become angry at him.
有一次他回家，发现到怎么桌上有烛光晚餐。
And so one day he returned home and found a candlelight dinner waiting for him.
哇，太太今天怎么这么罗曼蒂克？
And so he wondered, why is my wife so romantic today?
想说去洗个手再出来吃饭。
And so he went to go wash his hands and then he thought he'd go wash his hands and come back out.
那把灯打开，哎，怎么没有灯了？灯啊，电被切掉了。
And then when he tried to turn on the light, then he found out that the electricity had been cut off.
原来家里破产，没有钱付电费，电力公司把他家切掉了。
And so
he
found out that he did not have enough money to even pay his electric bill, and so they had already cut him off.
太太一句话都不说。
But his wife did not say one word to him.
Instead, 就有一个烛光晚餐可以吃。
But instead, there was a candlelight dinner waiting for him.
然后呢，因为他们也跟人家借钱，欠了人家钱呢。
And then they had also taken some loans from people.
因为生意做失败，没有办法还钱。
And because their business had failed, they did not have the money to return.
后来人家就请黑道的来讨钱。
And then
黑道的就是坏人来讨钱。
And so they found some people, some more
gangster 来讨钱。
Gangsters to come and get his money.
那 gangster 就打电话给这个先生哦。
And so this gangster called this husband.
今天晚上哦，你再不还钱哦，明天早上保证你看不到明天的太阳。
And then he said that if you do not return the money tonight, I assure you, you will not see the light of day tomorrow.
哇，他们两个都很忧虑啊。
And so both of them were very afraid.
那个晚上啊，一直很紧张的睡，哎，天亮了，没事。
And so that night they were both very scared, and then finally they saw the light of day.
那他先生就走出去房间。
And then so this husband walked out of the room.
看到他太太穿着 pajama 哦，那个从车库里面进来。
And then he saw his wife walk in from the garage.
那太太就跟先生讲。
And then the wife told the husband.
我查过了，我刚刚试过了，车子里面没有炸弹。
And then she said, I checked the car. There's no bombs underneath.
In the car.
There's no bombs in the car.
那个先生哦，听到他讲到这里，眼泪就掉下来了。
And when the husband heard this, then tears started rolling down his face.
真的，这个太太啊，她一辈子扶持这位先生。
This wife, she always through her entire life, she was serving her husband.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢
？And it says, who can find a virtuous wife?
她的价值远胜过珍珠。
For her worth is far above rubies.
所以真的，你要注意，你这个事情一定要放在心里面祷告。
So this is something you need to take notice of. You must put this in your prayer.
因为它影响到你这一辈子的幸福。
Because this will influence your entire life's happiness.
不但这样，它也会影响到你永恒的生命。
And not only this, it will also influence your eternal life.
我们来看列王记上的21:25.
Let us look at First Kings.
列王记上21:25。
First Kings chapter 21:25。
21:25。
Chapter 21:25。
到26。
To verse 26。
21:25-26，从来没有像亚哈的，因他自卖，行主眼中看为恶的事，受了王后耶许别的耸动， 就照着主在以色列人面前所赶出的亚摩利人行的最可憎的事，信从偶像。请读。
25. But there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel his wife stirred him up. Verse 26. And he behaved very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorites had done, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel.
圣经讲亚哈这个人哦，自卖卖把自己卖了，卖给爱情了。
And so the Bible here says that he sold himself.
啊，卖给他太太对他太太的爱。
He sold himself to his wife.
那太太是个坏蛋。
And his wife was not a good person.
啊，带领全百姓来拜偶像。
She brought the whole people of Israel to worship idols.
啊，亚哈呢也任凭他这样做。
And Ahab he condoned this action.
如果你仔细读亚哈的故事
，If you read through the story of Ahab,
连外面的人都知道，连外国人都知道，亚哈是一个仁慈的王，他是一个很好的王哦，很仁慈的王。
And everyone else outside, even outside of the country, they knew that he was a
kind king.
A kind king.
亚哈喜欢种菜。
And Ahab, he liked to plant vegetables.
你们爸爸妈妈有没有在后院种菜
？And do your parents do they plant vegetables in the back garden?
我觉得种菜的人都是好人。
I think that everybody who plants vegetables in the back is a good person.
菜很便宜嘛，为什么要种呢
？Because vegetables they're very cheap. Why do you need to plant them?
可是种菜就是你热爱生命，你才会想要去 enjoy 那种田园的生活。
But if you plant vegetables, then you enjoy life and you want to enjoy this.
亚哈喜欢种菜的，他很喜欢他享受那种生命的成长的。
And Ahab, he was one who liked to garden. He liked enjoying this life.
我在想，如果亚哈娶到王后耶洗别，不晓得一定会变不一样的啦。
And I think that if Ahab,
对不起，王后以斯帖，说错了。
And I think that if Ahab had actually found Queen Esther instead, I think that his life would have been very different.
因为娶到一个这样的恶人，那他的信仰都跟着不见了。
But because he found such an evil person, then even his faith disappeared.
你不要以为你以后结婚，你的配偶不会影响你哦。
Do not think that after you get married, your spouse will not affect you.
其实我们这一辈子啊，常常在受人的影响。
In this life, we are often always affected by other people.
小时候我们受父母亲的影响。
When we are little, we are affected by our parents.
啊，爸爸妈妈是我们的榜样，哥哥爸爸真伟大。
Our parents, they are so great, and our brother and our father, they are so awesome.
啊，长大的时候就是老师说。
And then when we get older, then it's whatever our teacher says.
再大一点是同学说。
And then once you get older, then it's what your classmates say.
啊，再来是什么呢
？And then what's after that?
我回家问我老婆看看，看我老婆说什么。
Let me go home and see what my wife says.
真的是这样子啊
？And it truly is like this.
不可能不会影响你的。
It is impossible that they will not affect you.
所以。婚姻会影响到一个人的信仰。
And so marriage, it will affect your faith.
你看那个亚基拉跟百基拉他们结婚。
And if you look at Priscilla and Aquila,
他们两个都是信仰非常好的人。
They were both people with very good faith.
啊，在这个啊一个恶王的罗马王的时代呢，他们就为主耶稣移民啊到新的国家。
And in the time of the Roman of an evil Roman Empire, they moved to a new country for Jesus Christ.
啊，看到很好的工人呢，像亚波罗这个工人，哇，可造就之才，就传福音给他，给他介绍耶稣基督。
And then they saw that Apollos would be a very good worker, and so they introduced him to Jesus Christ.
啊，保罗没有饭吃啊，没有人供给他，就请他到家里面来一起支帐篷。
And when Paul did not have anything to do, then they brought him into the house to build tents with him.
后来又跟圣经讲，他们又跟保罗一起漂泊啊，为了福音的缘故啊。
And then the Bible also says that they went with Paul to preach the gospel.
所以他们两个的结合，对他们的永远的生命，对永恒的生命来讲呢，他们是力上加力。
And so them coming together, it is just adding strength upon strength.
是恩上加恩啊。
It is grace upon grace.
所以这两个人在天上的生命册里面一定有很多的赏赐。
And so these people, their names must be recorded with many rewards in the book of life.
有时候我们看到我们很多青年哦，有一个很大的感慨。
And sometimes we see a lot of youths and we have a lot of thoughts.
明明这个孩子哦，在没有结婚之前是什么聚会都会参加的。
And we see that this person before they got married, they would attend any service that was held.
那怎么聚会之后变了一个人呢
？But how come now it's different?
因为他配偶平常就是不喜欢聚会。
Because their spouse did not like to go to service.
那有的青年平常就是海外散仙呢，平常就是很散呢。
And then there's some people who before they get married, they're just very scatter-minded.
然后娶到一个很热心的老婆。
And then when they get married, they find a wife that is very, very fervent.
突然之间她也跟着热心起来了。
And all of a sudden, they become fervent with the wife.
更加提名要做负责人呢。
And then they are nominated to become on the church council.
所以真的，它会影响我们的信仰，影响我们的事工，以至影响到我们的永生。
And so they will affect our faith, our holy work, and our eternal life.
那婚姻也会影响到你的下一代。
And then our marriage will also influence our next generation.
其实婚姻的目的原来就是要生养虔诚的后代。
And the original purpose of marriage is to raise godly offspring.
我们来看马拉基书2章15节。
Let us turn to Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
马拉基书2章15节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
2章15节。
Chapter 2 verse 15.
马拉基书2章15节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
当然，虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他厌人得虔诚的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，叫谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所起的妻。请读。Verse
15. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth.
如果我们娶到一个前进的敬虔的配偶,
if we find a reverent spouse,
他们可以学习我们的生活习惯,
and they can learn from our daily habits,
他们就可以得到虔诚的后裔,
and then we can have godly offspring.
有时候我们没有按照神的指导来结婚,
and sometimes we do not marry according to the guidance of God.
那尼希米他就非常的生气啊,
and Nehemiah, he got very angry.
我们来看尼希米记,
let us turn to Nehemiah.
我们知道尼希米他是一个省长, 他是一个governor,
and we know that Nehemiah was a governor.
他很关心老百姓的生活。
And he was very concerned with the daily lives of the people.
他看到老百姓没有按照神的吩咐去做结婚的事情。
And he saw that the people did not marry according to the word of God.
他非常的生气。
And he was extremely angry.
我们来看13章的23节。
Let us look at Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 23.
13章23节。
Chapter 13, verse 23.
那些日子我也看见犹太人娶了雅实图亚门摩押的女子为妻。 24节。
Verse 24.
他们的儿女说话一半是雅实图的话，不会说犹太的话，所以 所说的是照着各族的方言 25，我就斥责他们咒诅他们打了他们几个人，拔了他们的头发，叫他们指着神起誓，必不将自己的儿女嫁给外邦人的儿子， 也不为自己和儿子娶他们的女儿。26节，我又说所罗门王不是在这世上犯罪吗？在多国中并没有一个王像他，且蒙他神所爱，神立他做以色列全国的王， 然而连他也被外邦女子引诱犯罪。27，此时我岂能听你们行这大恶，起外邦人女子干犯我们的神呢？请读。Verse 23.
In those days I also saw Jews who had married women of Ashdod, Ammon, and Moab. Verse 24. And half of their children spoke the language of Ashdod and could not speak the language of Judah, but spoke according to the language of one or the other people. Verse 25. So I contended with them and accursed them, struck some of them and pulled out their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, you shall not give your daughters as wives to their sons, nor take their daughters for your sons or yourselves. Verse 26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations there was no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, pagan women caused even him to sin.
我们不要以为这样的道理是在辖制我们。
And let us not think that this is
control us.
Let's not think that this is trying to control us.
其实这样的道理真的是为你们的信仰，为你们下一代好。
But this is for your faith and for your next generation.
有的人真的他有时候很不得已做了不一样的选择。
And sometimes people make decisions out when they have to make these decisions.
但是你还年轻,
but you are still young.
你要很多机会。
You still have many opportunities.
你应该讨神的喜悦。
You must try and receive the favor from God.
因为真的，如果信与不信同父于轭啊，你有时候很难教导下一代。 信跟不信的同父一轭啊，有时候很难教导下一代。
And so if you get, if you are of different faith, then it is very hard to teach your next generation.
我们看到很多的例子哈。
And we see many examples.
真的，我们自己要警醒。
And so we must beware.
那时候嫁娶外邦之后啊，不只是这一代啊，我们就这样子。有时候了哈，就是哦，我就好像说，好，那这件事情我不算太成，我不是成功的哦。
And so sometimes if we get married to the
Gentiles, or we do not do a good job in this event, right? 但是不只是这样子，有时候你看到，那后来你们知道什么叫肉粽吗？蚂蚱。
And then so, well, do you guys know what these rice dumplings are?
Rice dumpling, yeah, 是 rice dumpling 吗？总之那个肉粽哦，一拿起来整个都拿起来了。
And so when you pull one up, then they all come up together.
有时候是我们在婚姻上面哦，不见了，被拿走了，那整个后代子孙统统不见了。
And then so if we in this our marriage, if we fail, then it becomes like this, and it all goes out together.
哦，所以我们真的要好好想一想。
And so we must truly go and think about this carefully.
你还年轻，你要在教会里面默想这个事情。
And so while you are still young, you must think about this silently in the church.
因为婚姻是这么样的重要。
And because marriage is this important.
所以你一定要求神来帮助你。
And so you must ask God to help you.
神可以在婚姻上帮助你什么呢？
And so how can God help you in your marriage?
我们要想哦，其实神就是婚姻的设立者。
We must think that God is the one who set up marriage.
你想想看，如果神当初创造这个人间啊，没有创造婚姻的时候会怎么样呢？
If you think at the beginning when God created men, if he did not create marriage, what would have happened?
会怎么样？
What would have happened?
你这个世界听不到孩童的笑声。
Then you would never hear the voice of children laughing in this world.
你看不到夫妻的恩爱。
You would never see the love between a married couple.
你看不到那一种生命的传承。
You would never see the passing down of life.
你看不到那个 soulmate 的安慰。
And you will never see the comfort that comes from a soulmate.
所以那个神在当初给亚当配合夏娃，这是极大的慈爱。
And so when God gave Adam Eve, it was out of great love.
我们来看创世纪第二章，我们把它再重复一下。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 2. We will go over this again.
十八节。
Verse 18.
二章十八节
Chapter 2, verse 18.
这个十八节谈到神再回来检验他的创造。
And so here, God is coming back and, and going back over all of his creation.
那神说那个人独居不好。
And he said that it is not good that man should be alone.
我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
I will make him a helper comparable to him.
那为了让亚当了解在动物里面找不到帮助。
And then to allow Adam to realize that he cannot find a companion from all the beasts of the land.
所以十九节说主神用土所造造成野地各样的走兽和空中各样的飞鸟，都带到那人面前，叫他看他叫什么，那人就叫什么样的活物，这就是他的名字。
And so verse 19 says that out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name.
我每次读到这里都很羡慕。
And whenever I read this, I feel very envious.
我记得我生孩子的时候，
I remember when I had children.
光起名字就给我很头痛。
Calling the name, finding a name, it was a very big headache.
哎，怎么取才好听呢？
How do we find a name that sounds good?
亚当好像不太用想，哎，你就是牛。
But Adam didn't seem to have this problem. He just said, you are a cow, you are a pig.
你就是老鼠。
And you are a mouse.
就是他好像很快就可以把名字这样念了。
It seems here that he just very quickly named them.
我一个老师叫做林二。
I had a teacher who was named 林二。
他每次介绍自己都说他是林 number two 了哈，林二，然后他就说我是林二，你们那你们会不会唱一首歌啊？林二响叮当啊。林二响叮当，那为什么他叫林二呢
？And so,
其实他们家有好几个兄弟哈。
And so there were he had many brothers.
老大叫林一。
The first was called Number One Lin.
Yes. 老二叫林二。
The second child was named number 2 Lin.
老三叫林三。
The number 3 was called number 3 Lin.
老四叫林四。
Number 4 was number 4 Lin.
就起名字真的很难啊。
And so coming up with names, it is very difficult.
所以亚当真的很厉害啊。
So Adam is truly very, he's very good.
所以他也起了很多动物的名字啊。
So he called, he named many different animals.
二十节。
Verse 20.
那人便给一切牲畜和空中的飞鸟、野地的走兽都起了名，只是那个人没有意见配偶帮助他。
So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him. And so there are many animals that are better than men. If you look at a dog, their ears are much better than men. And so every time I see the dog go to the door, my dog go to the door, I know that my wife is about to return home. And the cow, it has so much more strength than men. And a horse can run faster than man. And a peacock is more beautiful than human.
猫有时候比人更温柔,
and sometimes cats are more gentle than men.
狗比人更忠心,
and a dog is more loyal than man.
但是亚当就是没有办法在动物当中, 哦, 你最漂亮, 啊, 不然来做我的老婆好不好?
But Adam cannot say that you are so beautiful, why don't you become my wife?
这个动物亚当起个peacock,这个不对,这个神也不对啊,不对。
But Adam, if Adam had chose a peacock, it would not be right either.
没有办法得到帮助啊。
And he could not find help.
让他知道了,所以你要找我啊,找神啊,神配合的才是好的。
And so this allowed for him to realize that he needed to go to God, because what God will set up is good.
所以后来神就带领他的婚姻哦。
And so God led his marriage.
那神带领他婚姻是怎么样带领的?
So how did God lead his marriage?
21节,
Verse 21.
主神使他沉睡, 他就睡了。
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept.
然后就取下一根肋骨给, 啊,
and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place.
啊,
and then so he made him a woman.
哇,所以这个亚当跟那时候就唱情歌, 哇,你是我骨中骨,肉中肉啊。
And so at that time, Adam was so happy that he started singing, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
重点是他睡着了。
And the important thing is that he fell asleep.
睡着了,神带领啊。
He fell asleep, so God is leading.
你知道现在婚姻怎么回事,你知道吗?
Do you know what is wrong with marriage today?
你眼睛睁太大了啦。
Your eyes are open too big.
你在找对象的时候,眼睛哦,都没有睡着,你睁得很大,是你在带领神,不是神在带领你啦。
When you are looking for a spouse, your eyes are open too big that you cannot fall asleep. You are not being led by God, but you are leading God.
那你自己要带领神,有关你的婚姻,你婚姻后面的事情,你真的要负责任哦,你自己要负责任。
But if you want to lead God, then you really must pay for whatever consequences will come.
一般人都先看了,啊,我好喜欢,然后再进行哦。
Most people see what they want first, and then they go forward.
其实哦,其实神的带领真的是最好的。
But truly, God's guidance is the best.
你默想看看哦。
You think about this quietly.
你知道你将来的配偶,3年之后他会得癌症吗?
Do you know if 3 years later your spouse
will,
I'm going to raise some more negative points. Do you know if 3 years later if your spouse will, gets cancer?
你知道你将来结婚生了孩会不会生孩子啊?
Do you know that you will have children after you get married?
啊,你知道生下的孩子会不会是你有办法承担的那种重担呢?
Do you know whether or not you will be able to bear the burden of having children?
你知道你娶了她之后,你3年之后,你感觉会变吗?
Do you know that whether or not your feelings will change towards your wife after you have been married for 3 years?
这个结婚这个事情哦,很多未来的事情根本没有办法掌握在我们的手里面哦。
So getting married, there are so many things that are beyond our control.
有的人他们生下一个孩子,这是神配合,虽然他是一个重担,觉得给主耶稣给他们重担就是刚刚好,不会超过他们,可以复合的。And
then when some people have children, they feel that this burden is, it is given to them by God, but it is a burden that which they can handle.
你闭着眼睛哦,跟着神走,神为你的婚姻负责。
If you close your eyes and you follow God, then God will bear the responsibility for your marriage.
睁大眼睛哦,让神来,你来带领神哦,那你自己要负责啊。
But if you open your eyes and you lead God, then you must pay, you must bear your own responsibility.
如果你真的哦,我不是说要完全 deny 你自己的自由意志的选择,你的 test,我也不是这个意思啦哦。
And I'm not saying that you need to completely deny your own will, your own taste.
每个人都有自己的 taste,神也不会强迫你去娶你一个不喜欢的人。
Everybody has their own taste. God will not force you to choose one that you do not like.
问题是当你的自己的意见太强的时候,当你完全在主导,没有神给你祝福的空间的时候呢,你怎么知道这个事情下去,未来的事情你看得见吗?
But the thing is that when you have
you take control of this matter, right? How can you see the future results? You cannot, right? 没有办法。所以你在抉择当中，虽然你可以有自己的选择跟 test 哦，你是不是多留一点空间给神带领呢？
So even though you have your own taste, you leave more space for God to guide.
我不是说大家都要学以撒啦，哈。
And I'm not saying that everyone needs to learn from Isaac.
但是以撒他真的是。 你看圣经创世纪哦，它的故事最短。
But if you look at in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, his story is the shortest in the book of Genesis.
他的生命没有太多起起伏伏。
His story did not have too many rises and falls.
因为他一辈子就是遵照神的话去做。
Because all he did in his life was follow according to what God's will was.
所以你看他婚姻里面哦，他把他交托给老仆人。
And so you see that his marriage was given to the old servant.
那老仆人给他带来的就是可以安慰他的太太。
And the servant, who the servant brought back was the wife who could comfort him.
那这路上一路上看到神的带领哦。
And through this entire journey, you can see the guidance of God.
我们来看创世纪二十四章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 24.
二十四章哈。
Chapter 24.
这是他老仆人所讲的话。
These are the words of his old servant.
43节
Verse 43.
24章43节
Chapter 24, verse 43.
我如今站在井旁，对哪一个出来打水的女子说，请你把你井里的水给我一点喝，请读。
Verse 43. Behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall be, shall come to pass that when the virgin comes out to draw water, and I say to her.
44节，她若说你只管喝，我也为你的骆驼打水喝。
And she says, and I ask her to give me water, and she says to me, drink, and I will also draw for your camels also.
愿那个女子做主给我主人儿子所预定的妻。
Let her be the woman whom the Lord has appointed for my master's son.
45节。
Verse 45.
我心里的话还没说完。
And before I finished speaking in my heart,
利百加就出来。
There was Rebecca coming out.
肩头上扛着水瓶。
With her pitcher on her shoulder.
下到井旁打水。
And she went down to the water and drew a well and drew water.
我便对她说，请你给我水喝。
And I said to her, please let me drink.
她就急忙从肩头上拿水拿下瓶来说，请喝。
And she made haste and let her pitcher down from her shoulder and said, drink.
我也给你的骆驼喝。
And I will give your camels a drink also.
我便喝了，她又给我的骆驼喝了。
So I drank, and she gave the camels a drink also.
你知道吗？她到一个陌生的城市，她就这样祷告，主耶稣啊，神啊，让我遇到好机会啊。
And so he had gone to a strange place, and he prayed to God, saying, God, please give me a good opportunity.
现在很多小姐出来打水啊。
And there are many young women coming out to get water.
如果哪一个人有爱心给我水喝，并且有体力又给我这个骆驼的水喝。
And if there is one who has the love to give me water as well as the strength to give all my camels water,
就让那个人成为我小主人的太太啦。
Then let this one be the woman for my master's wife.
他说话还没说完呢，话还没说完，祷告还没完，一抬头，利百加来了。
And it says that before he even finished speaking, there was Rebecca.
一问，马上去取水啊。
And right when he asked her, then she went and got water.
经常讲，他定着眼睛看，这到底这个是不是神给他的好机会
？And then the Bible records that he looked at her and tried to see if this was the one prepared for by God.
如果你让神来带领
And so if you allow God to guide,
以撒四十岁了嘞。
Hey, Isaac was 40 years old.
可是他还决定让神来带领。
But he was still willing to allow God to guide his marriage.
时间到了，一切都是那么样的顺利
And when the time came, then everything fell so smoothly.
所以不晓得你有没有这个信心呢？哈。
So I do not know if you have this faith.
如果你要学雅各，那雅各也是婚前圣洁的。
And if you want to follow Jacob, then Jacob's example was also a good marriage.
但是我认定一件事情
But there is one reservation I must make.
就是神一定会带领人的婚姻，只要你信靠他。
Which is God will guide your marriage as long as you trust in Him.
你信靠他100分，他就100%的带领你。
If you trust Him 100%, He will 100% guide
you. 你给他60分，他就60%的带领你。
If you give Him 60%, He will guide you 60%.
这是神对人的爱，看你对他有多少信心
This is the love of God. It depends on how much faith you have in Him.
我在Tampa 听到周慧佳传道在见证他儿子的婚姻呢。
And while I was in Tampa, I heard about how preacher Jonathan Zhou testified about his son's marriage.
你自己应该听传道两或是瑞林讲讲他们的婚姻。
And you guys should go and listen to either Sister Zhou or preacher Raymond about his marriage.
因为你真的很容易看到，当这个孩子愿意交托神的时候。
Because you can truly see that when this child is able to fully hand over.
那神奇妙的带领就是100%的。
Then God's guidance is just miraculously 100%.
当这个小周传道、瑞林传道要来神学院 interview 的时候
，And so when preacher Raymond was coming to have an interview for the TTP program,
大家都很关心他的婚姻因为那时候他单身
And many people at that time were very worried for his marriage because at that time he was still single.
问他说你什么时候要结婚呢
？And we asked him when are you going to get married?
他都说快了，快了。
And he said soon.
到底多快？
And we asked him how soon.
他就说你问我妈妈，我妈妈知道。
And he said, ask my mom, she knows.
真的，他就是这样，他就是。 他的态度就是这样子的。
And so this was what his attitude was.
你应该听传道娘见证哈，找个机会请他见证。
You should go and find the time to ask Sister Zhou to ask her to testify about this.
很有趣啊，你看到神从头到尾的带领。
It is very interesting, and you can see God's guidance from the beginning to the end.
所以说，现代人有没有以撒？现在有没有以撒？
And so we asked, is there anybody who is like Isaac today?
还是有啊。
There are still people like Isaac.
哦，乖一点哦，比较幸福了。
And as a as a good child, it is more blessed.
那个你可以找你所要的哈，可是你要走比较远的路哦。
You can find the one that you like, but you will walk a longer distance.
啊，神帮你带领的，你也会喜欢哦。
And but the one that God gives you, then you will also like.
那如果你真的是完全交托神
，But if you fully entrust over to God,
我们看创世纪二十五章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 25.
神也会解决你婚姻的问题。
Then God will also solve your marital problems.
二十五章。
Chapter 25.
二十五章二十一节。
Chapter 25, verse 21.
二十五章二十一节。
Chapter 25, verse 21.
以撒因他妻子不能生育，就为他祈求主，主应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀孕了。请读。
21. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah his wife conceived.
以撒四十岁结婚。
Isaac got married at the age of 40.
二十年没有孩子。
And for 20 years he did not have children.
当以撒开始为太太祷告之后。
And when after Isaac started praying for his wife.
神就解决他们婚姻上的困难了。
Then God solved the problems in their marriage.
就让利百加怀孕哦。
And he allowed Rebecca to conceive.
所以今天呢，我们婚姻上有很多的困难。
And so today we may have many problems and difficulties in our marriage.
因为你是从尊重神开始的。
But because you start from honoring God.
我相信神一定会解决你婚姻上的困难。
I believe that God will solve your marital difficulties.
神是无所不能的啦。
And God is Almighty.
小弟在北加州的时候
And while I was in Northern California.
有一个姐妹
And there was a sister.
她想要嫁妻主内等很久
And she wanted to get married in the Lord, but she waited for very long.
后来她等到没有信心
And then she waited until.
不是没有信心她等到觉得说我要这个这一辈子就单身了。
And she waited to the point where she felt that she would just spend this life single.
当她这样想的时候。
But when she began to think like this.
神怜悯她哈。
Then God had mercy upon her.
就从英国回来一位弟兄。
And then he caused.
对不起，不是英国，就从那个美国中西部有个留学生突然之间毕业跑到那个北加州来。
Then he had a brother that was studying in the Midwest, and he just moved out to Northern California.
那个弟兄也是年纪相当有了。
And this brother was also a little higher in age.
人家就帮他们凑合，介绍介绍。
And so people decided to introduce them to each other.
这样成了呢。
And then they got.Married.
这个姐妹有另外一个好朋友，年纪也跟她差不多。
And then this sister, she also had a very good friend who was also around the same age as her.
也是等了很久了。
And she also waited for very long.
看到她好朋友这样，她也跟神求主我也像这样好不好
And then so she said, when she saw what happened to her friend, she prayed to God and said, God, can you give me something similar?
后来神就从国外回来一个弟兄到北加州。
And then so God caused a brother from outside of the country to fly in.
人家就帮他们凑合。
And then so some people put them together.
他们后来也结婚了。
They also got married at the end.
所以有时候我们如果肯交托神会解决我们婚姻的问题。
And so if we are able to willing to hand over our problems, then God will help us.
你敢交托神吗
？Are you do you dare to entrust it to God?
这次这个David 跟 Doris 结婚了。
And this time when brother David and sister Doris were getting married.
其实他们两个都是有年纪喽。
And they are both a little higher in age. Do you guys know who they are?
其实神配合的就是很奇妙。
But those who God has prepared, it is very miraculous.
你看 David 那么有才华，人也长得不是太丑，是吗
？And if you look at David, he is well off and he doesn't look too bad either.
那你飘到芝加哥，又飘到北加州。
And then he's gone from Chicago and then to Northern California.
不晓得多少人跟他做没有。
And I don't know how many people have tried to introduce him to somebody else.
神就跟他保守，还是回到东部去。眼睛就睁开了，就是这一个。
And then God
打开了眼睛就看到了。
And God caused him to, but God protected him and then brought him back to the East Coast. And then when he opened his eyes, he could see that this was the one.
And
so sometimes God's preparation is very miraculous. The thing is, do we have the faith to entrust it to God? So most of you are still college students. And so for college students, just think about it, meditate upon it quietly.
啊, 知道这个 concept 它的重要性就可以了。
And just know the, how important this concept is.
但是大四, 这个下学期, 快要毕业之前, 你就要认真想一想了。
But your senior year, at the, when you're about to graduate, you must start thinking about this more seriously.
那要交托给神。
And so you need to entrust it to God.
那我们说交托, 交托就是要祷告。
And so entrusting it to God, we must pray.
那不只是你一直跪在那边祷告啊。
And it is not that you just kneel there and pray the entire time.
那个所谓交托祷告等待，不是你什么事情都不要做。
And trusting it to God, it does not mean that you do not have to do anything.
时候到了，你也要找人家去，找人家去，老仆人去进行进行啊。
When the time comes, you still must ask the old servant to go and help.
有人一直问说，我怎么知道这个是不是神的旨意？
And some people ask, how do I know if this is the will of God?
神的旨意哦，如果是神的旨意，你根本不用问，你就很清楚啦。
If it is the will of God, then you do not even have to ask. It is very clear.
因为他从头到尾就是会很清楚啦。
Because from beginning to end, it will be very clear.
我们来看一下哦，创世纪。
Let us look at Genesis chapter Genesis.
那我们看24章
Chapter 24
24章21节
Chapter 24 verse 21
24章21节
Chapter 24 verse 21
那人定睛看他一句话也不说 要晓得神赐他通达的道路没有, 请读。
Verse 21. And the man, wondering at her, remained silent, so as to know whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not.
这个老仆人他有个条件的啊。
And this old servant, he had a condition.
他一抬头就看到那个对象来了。
And then once he lifted up his eyes, he saw the one coming.
到底是不是这个呢?
Is it this one?
到底是不是神的旨意呢?
Is this the one of God's will?
要看一看哦。
He has to look.
他一句话都不说。
He did not say a word.
他一切都这么顺。
And everything happens so smoothly.
所以哦，你祷告也要看看神这个是不是给你的机会啊。
And so after you pray, you must see if this is the opportunity given to you by God.
哦，如果不是机会哦，你也不要太难过嘿。
And if it's not the opportunity, you do not need to feel too bad about it.
很多年轻人哦，在介绍当中哦，失败了。
And many youth, when they are being introduced to each other, the relationship does not go through.
一次就不要介绍了。
And then after once, they do not want to be introduced to anyone ever again.
对老仆人没有信心。
They lose faith in the old servant.
而且受伤害很深。
And they feel very hurt.
因为哦。 在你要决定跟他谈完谈之前，你已经下定决心说，那个这个人很好哦，所以呢，我愿意跟他进行，这个人很好。Because
when you are in this, when you are trying to decide whether or not to get married, you have already made the decision that this person is a very good person. I want to get to know them better.
结果那个人觉得你不好啊。But
then perhaps that person thinks that you are not as good.
这个心哦，不晓被几支箭射到了。And
then it feels like your heart has been pierced with many arrows.
我觉得你很好，为什么你可以觉得我不好呢？这样不公平，哎。I
think you're very good. Why is it that you think I'm not good? This is not fair.
所以有个地有人说哦，你都不知道，我当我们被拒绝之后哦，我们都躲在自己的房间哦，像狗一样舔自己的伤口，一直拧自己的窝哦。And
then some people say that you don't understand when we are rejected, how often we go to our rooms and we end up licking our own wounds.
久久不能平息啊，久久不能恢复啊。
And it takes a long time for them to recuperate.
你也不要这样想啊，吼。So
do not think like this either.
神给你配合的不是你的 number one priority, 不一定是你的 number one priority. 如果是 number one, you are very lucky, really.
And so the one that God has prepared for you may not be your number one. If it is your number one, then you are very lucky.
神给你的不一定是你认为最好的，但是却是最适合你的。
That which God gives you is not may not be the one that you like the most, but it is the one that is the most fitting for you.
其实神给你是在 神国度里面是最好的。But
what God gives you is the one that is the best in His kingdom.
你有这个信心吗?
Do you have this faith?
神给你的是最好的。The
one that God gives you is the best.
不一定是你喜欢的。It
may not be the one that you like.
如果你有这样的心胸的时候,
and if you have this thought,
你就可以进行看看，哦，你们太年轻了，有没有比较大一点的？
And you guys are a little too young. Is there anybody who's a little slightly older?
就是当你年纪大的时候，你就可以进行看看。
And then when you get slightly older, then you can try it out and see.
那你看主耶稣怎么带领你的婚姻呢?
And then you see how God will guide your marriage.
希望你从现在就有一个好的 concept.
And so I hope that starting from now, you can have a good concept.
因为我一直觉得这个事情太重要。
Because I feel that this is truly too important.
比你选大学不想要重要多少倍。
I don't know how many more times important this is than finding a good
college. 如果你把你的 SAT 都交托给神。
If you entrust your SATs to God.
你没有把这个交托给神实在是太 silly 了。
But if you do not entrust this to God, then this is too silly.
所以你要 meditate 一下，祷告的时候要 meditate 一下。
And so in your prayer, you must meditate upon this a little.
所以愿主耶稣能够带领你的婚姻。
And so may God guide your marriage.
愿你也常常在田间默想。
And so that you can also meditate in the field often.
来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.